1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. An inmate who escaped from a Houston courthouse has been apprehended. Saul Suarez is with the Harris County Sheriff's Office.
The suspect did resist, and at that point our officers and deputies deployed taser, and the suspect was then taken into custody.
From Russian President Putin,
Украинские войска должны быть.
He's offering to cease fire and enter peace talks if Ukraine drops its NATO ambitions. He also wants Ukraine to withdraw from four Ukrainian regions. An advisor to Ukraine's president calls the offer offensive. A federal investigation into the Phoenix Police Department has found a pattern of discrimination and unjustified violence.
Among the findings, between 2016 and 2022, more than a third of all Phoenix police arrests were people experiencing homelessness. Black people were seven times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than whites.
That's CBS's Chris Van Cleve. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox City campus a year from now. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kekulman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites Wisconsin's stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's been 18 years since Deidre Harm went missing from downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Her remains were found months later in the town of Seneca, in the area known as Blueberry Ridge. The investigation of the 21-year-old's death continues to this day. Anyone has any information on this case, please contact the police. They are especially interested in info on Chris Revick's involvement in the homicide. Revick was in the Rapids area at the time that she went missing. He was also seen talking with her in a tavern, and that was the last place that she was seen alive. Family members also say Revick was acting suspicious when he returned way past the bar close. He admitted to coming back from Blueberry Ridge and abruptly left and headed back to Missouri. But before leaving, he changed his appearance. He was later arrested in Missouri for second-degree murder and killed himself the next day in the Douglas County, Missouri jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together, Terry.
We do.
We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Hello, hello, sunshine.
Yeah.
It is sunshiny. Lovely.
It is beautiful out there. Great blue skies. What else do we got to look forward to today?
We have just that to look forward to today. Mm. Thanks to a high pressure system, we've got calm winds, sunny skies, no rain in
wait,
the forecast.
I just
today.
Fell off my chair. No rain.
No rain? Wait.
Woo!
You can stop right there, Brittany. You can do.
I'm done. No, I'm done.
Save your breath. She's working.
Probably right. She should, because I think there's rain tomorrow.
She's doing some great work covered for Melissa today, too. You go ahead and save your breath. You go, that's better than enough.
Thank you. No, we got to get to the bad news. I got to tell you what's happening this weekend. Soak up today. Soak up the upper 70s. No humidity. Just the perfect day, because by tomorrow, we are going to see those clouds increasing. It'll be mostly cloudy. Showers pushing in by the afternoon, right around lunch. And then heavy rain, where we could see some thunderstorms and some flooding potential nearly 2 inches as possible Saturday night overnight and into Sunday morning. So we're going to get drenched with that. It doesn't look like a big severe weather threat, more like the heavy rain, because this warm front is lifting through this weekend, and that's what's causing that tomorrow night and into Sunday morning. So by Sunday for Father's Day, there'll be some lingering showers in the morning, and then by the afternoon, we'll see some sunshine. It'll be partly cloudy out there, but hot and humid. High temperatures are going to be flirting with 90 degrees, and dew points are going to be in the mid-70s.
You and I are just...
have that.
You and I are not friends really anymore.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't like it either. I'm going to Canada.
You see how quickly it changes, Brittany. It's, like, it's tough being a meteorologist. It really is. You don't know who your friends are. You don't know.
Actually, though, you are delivering quite a variety.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah,
tomorrow, yeah, and Sunday. Yeah. So there is that.
Well, if there's something Wisconsin weather offers, it's variety.
I mean, we're not stuck in anything the same.
No, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
A little something for everyone.
Really do appreciate the coverage from you with the news, Brittany. You're doing a great job with that. Thanks for pitch hitting for us there. And looking forward to talking with you again Monday. Have yourself a great weekend.
You as well. Have a good one.
Thanks, Britt. Best in the business right there for Brittany Malone. Love talking with her. She puts, I love our meteorologists. We've been so spoiled. You and I give them a hard time, and they just
roll with it. They roll with it.
We appreciate them all.
I mean, but there is just, right, like, they have zero control. They are literally only the messenger.
I love, like, we've had a couple over the years we've done this together that didn't always get our humor.
Really?
I'm very thankful that Brittany does. And you all out there do. Thank you so much. We got a lot of fun things in store for you today. It's a Friday. It's a jam-packed show. We have not only got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up, but we, of course, after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I have a famous 80s theme song we want to play. And we're going to get that one out there for you. You go ahead and call up, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you can win that family pack. Be listening around 8:40, 8:35, somewhere around there. We'll go ahead and do that. Also, at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we will have our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest word for you. It's the last day for it, everybody.
No way.
Yeah, last day. Text us that word through the Civic Media app and get in on these great prizes. And these are great prizes.
Get in there.
We will have that for you a little bit later as well. We're going to talk Father's Day also. We got a bunch of Father's Day stuff to get to, Terry. But first, I wanted to start with the United Way. You guys have some amazing things going on right now.
We have got a ton going on. Yeah. This is the last weekend of our diaper drive. So we have been doing a community-wide diaper drive Mother's Day till Father's Day. So that's a clue for some of you. Father's Day is this Sunday. So if you're not on that, get on it, man.
I gotta go find a tie.
Expect you to be shopping till Sunday morning.
I'm way ahead on those things, but yes.
Fair enough. So we are still collecting diapers, wipes, and paste and creams, and it's been going really well, but we of course would accept more, and we will take the actual physical items, or we have had some monetary donations, and those are we're just literally using that money to go out and buy diapers. So it's all staying within that program. We are right in the thick of Great Book Giveaway, so that actually will, you know, somewhat wrap up. We have two events today. We will be in Adams Friendship and in Rome, and then next week, Tuesday, we'll be at the Vesper Library, and that'll wrap up Great Book Giveaway for this year. So far, so good, except, you know, there's been a little rain that's just snuck in once in a while.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, you know, it's not really hampered any of the events. We were fortunate when we were at the zoo. I mean, we're fortunate to have the cover there because that was a little bit of a rainy day. So, you know, overall going well. We encourage families to come on out and join us for those last three events. And then also next Tuesday is United We Can. Ooh. So that we're on the home stretch of that one. Mm-hmm. Something cool that was layered in. If you are interested in taking in a rafter game this weekend, if 2,000 tickets get sold at the rafters between the weekend, between Saturday and Sunday, the rafters are going to be making a $2,000 donation to United Way.
As part of
our event. So
we got two games this weekend.
Yeah.
Too.
So that's super exciting. I'm really, really excited about that. And then the other thing is we have registration open for Stuff the Desk. So our school supply drive and distribution. If you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies. So you do need to pre-register, and but to do that, you visit our website, uwswac.org, to get your students registered for the upcoming school year. Everyone gets mad. Like, I feel like tomatoes are being thrown at me when I say that, you know, because, like, school just ended.
You get a little what Brittany deals with.
But, I mean, you know, this is real life. I think we're probably, like, what, like 80 days out till the next school year starting. Yeah. So, but we do encourage you to get registered. And then also that event is made possible. You know, we're serving about 900 kids each year. Mm-hmm. That event is made possible by a lot of partnerships, but mostly by individual donations mm-hmm. and companies who are willing to be a drop-off point for school supplies. So keep your eye out there. You see a great sale on folders or pens or crayons, mm-hmm. Grab a few and bring them on down to us August 1st at Lunch by the River.
Nothing but great things going on and great opportunities for you out there, not only to add to these causes, but to add to your community, to put into your community. I was talking with a couple friends of mine from that grew up in the neighborhood that I did in Chicago and everything, and we were talking about giving back to our communities and what it means, and especially when we were knuckleheads, if I'm being blunt, and it feels a little bit more like you want to and everything. I would like to take the risk of your wrath off air, but I did want to thank you. I did want to thank the United Way, because you guys have given me a former knucklehead, or maybe a little bit still, a opportunity to put back into the community, whether it was being a part of United Weekend, which I've gotten to be a part of for about 4 years now, judging on that, or being a part of the Great Book Giveaway and getting to read to kids. I almost forget every year how much I enjoy that, how much I enjoy reading to children and performing for kids. It's such a blessing. It's such a gift. And while we're doing these things because, oh, it's volunteering, we're putting it in the community, we really get a gift from this too. Like, I'm still riding from that. I'm still feeling good from that and everything. The United Way gives us those opportunities. I want to encourage people to get that feeling in their bones, get that feeling in them. Reach out, call 211, find out about volunteer opportunities. Anytime you hear these events going on, you're like, oh, I'd like to be a part of that. See if you can volunteer. See if you can be a part of things. And certainly, you can add your dollars and cents to not only when they have their fun going on throughout the year, different organizational things that they're doing, be a part of them. Be a part of all of these.
Absolutely. Just come check it out even. You know what I mean? Just if you're not sure, just come and participate in an event and see if it's something that sparks your interest.
UWSWAC.org is the website. Be sure to check that out, everybody. We'll wrap up talking a little United Way too, Terry, but I did want to get to this one first. It is a Father's Day weekend, and don't forget to call your dad and talk to your dad this weekend. Wish him a good one. A poll asked people about different scenarios and whether they'd call their mom or their dad for help. And I thought this was a pretty good one. It found moms are more likely to get the call when kids need emotional support, like you're sick or you did bad on a test or you've had a bad day. But when you're dealing with more serious issues, dad is likely the one that people turn to. 59% of young adults would call their dad first if they crashed the family car. And 62% would call dad instead of mom if they were sitting in a jail cell. It's interesting questions. Hopefully you don't have to deal with either of those scenarios, everybody. But I love the format of the question. When do you go to dad? When do you go to mom? Like those scenarios.
I would definitely say when I was a kid, I would. But we also didn't have cell phones. So it was like, you just called the house phone. You got who you got, right?
The roulette of that.
But my dad rarely ever answered the phone. Or was very, you know what I mean, rarely near the phone. But it was funny because that poor guy, like, he'd answer and we'd be like, yeah, can I talk to mom? You know what I mean? Yes. Like, so definitely that. Now I think as an adult, it would be different. You know what I mean? Like, it would be split. Yeah. Like, certain things you go to one for, certain things go to the other. But, like, think about your own kids. Like, I totally have mine pegged of who will call me for what and who will call dad for what, for sure.
Definitely. I've got it fortunate where the kids will call me on certain things, and I know if they're calling me in the tone of their voice. Have you been able to catch that yet?
Yeah.
I've just started like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I know where this is going. That's fun. That's interesting. But I know that a lot of the heavy stuff, it's kind of split on. Very similar to where it was with my parents. But man, if I was in trouble, I wanted to talk to my dad, because my dad, we were very similar. We had very similar,
you know, upbringings. You were looking for someone to commiserate? collaborate with?
Camaraderie, yes, some understanding. But I always knew she's going to find out. My mom. Wow. My mom's going to know, and it's just a matter of time. I'm just dragging this out, is all. My mother was more of if I was running late or something like that.
Or you needed
to
be.
Because I knew it mattered to her.
Or you needed something. Yes. Right? Like, I forgot my blah, blah.
Yeah.
I am really, when you hear the, I already talked to dad, but, yes, and I'm like, And then my brain splits. Like, A, what is this? What do we need to do about it? And the other is, why didn't dad tell me before you got to me? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, why am I... So
I had friends growing up that did this, but it never worked in our house where if dad's going to definitely say yes. So you go to dad for something or whatever. Or if mom says no, you go to dad, that kind of thing. That never worked in our house because my dad is strong. And he could be a bit of a, machismo guy and everything. But if anything was like, did you ask your mom? Like right away, dress your mom. Because he was never going against her. He was not.
Smart man.
Yeah.
So, the other thing, and when we were kids, it was probably like 10 bucks. Now it's probably 50 bucks. But like if you needed 10 bucks when you were a kid, which one did you go to?
Oh, good question.
You know what I mean?
My Uncle Butch. that's definitely not my
But
parents.
Money, I could see kids doing that. Like, because, I would be... My kids would definitely come to me, or that I know of. But I even say that. I'm like, did you already ask dad for some? Because you're not, there's no double dipping here.
Yeah, yeah. My kids go to their mothers because they know I work in radio. it's like, oh, we don't want to bother dad. He's a struggling artist. We don't want to bug dad.
Well, now there's that thing with all the electronic, right? Like, so I think that's part of it. Who does the... I mean, maybe both, but who does the banking, right? Like we were talking off air, like if you have a PayPal or a Venmo, or even if you just do, e-banking or using an app, so I can just do that. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll say, can you stop at the store for me? I'll put the money in your account, right? Mm-hmm. You can log in, transfer the money. Their dad would just hand them cash. It'd be different. But if I needed 10 bucks back in the day, I was asking my mom for it.
Okay. All right. That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Feel free to let us know. Chime in on this one, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. For now, we're going to go ahead and get to our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. We'll be talking a little more Father's Day later with you on the morning show at WFHR.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Oh, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Whether it's food for meetings or company events, EasyCater has everything you need to make food for work work. And that means all you have to do is sit back and take credit.
Wow, a vegan and a meat lover taco bar? Jill, you're the best.
Oh, all I did was use EasyCater.
Take the credit, Jill.
Well, I guess I sort of...
Take it.
...invented taco bars.
Too far, Jill. Too far. EasyCater has everything you need to make food for work work. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wasaw Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wasaw Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wasawweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Junk Gaming Madison.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
It's 64 at our studios.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us and enjoy their fish fry tonight. Of course, they're going to be having that for you tonight. Be sure to check that out. They, of course, got great breakfast and lunch specials. Head on over to El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us and wish them a good Father's Day this weekend.
Sounds amazing.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us. Info at WFHR.com. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, or call up, join the conversation, 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. You can give your birthday live on the air or anniversary live on the air. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know if that's what this is, but let's go ahead and take a phone call, find out. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yes. Marion Wittenberg is going to be 100 years old tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday. Let's put Saturday.
Okay, all right.
Mary, so I just want everybody to know.
Thank you for that. Mary Ann Wittenberg, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's really Marion.
Marion, okay. Marion Wittenberg, all right.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure to get it right and write it down because we're adding her to the list, and she is an automatic qualifier. I don't know if this is understood or not, but anybody 100 and older, automatic qualifiers, automatically getting in. You're automatically in the running. So tell Marion, thank you so much for getting that to us.
Okay, you bet.
Have a great day.
Sure, and thank you.
Thank you. Keep those coming, everybody. 715-424-2600, 424-2600.
100 years old.
That made me... That's
so sweet.
That made my morning. That made my morning. That was awesome to hear. I've never gotten to feel like Willard Scott before. That was awesome. That was celebrating 100th birthday today. God, I love that segment. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. And we have a huge collection of birthdays today, so we want to get right to them. Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
Three.
All right. Gives us that one. And we also want to get ourselves a 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 through 4.
Ooh. 4. Never get to say 4,
yeah,
so let's say 4.
There we go. And we look at Sunday. Just need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. There we go. Got ourselves our qualifiers. So we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Megan Callahan McDonald.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Megan is going to be joining us actually a little bit later today as part of our Midday Magazine. She'll be in part one at 3 o'clock today. We're going to be talking to the Mid-State Roller Derby team. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. And Megan's going to be with us to talk about that. This should be great. Should be a fun time.
Cool.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Kate Peterson.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Enjoy your day, Kate. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier for today, Lisa Allen.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Lisa, wishing you the best of days. Enjoy. We take a look at Saturday, and we got some good ones on here for you. First, we want to wish a happy birthday to Carl Romansky.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Carol Romansky.
Yeah, Carol. She used to work at our United Way office.
I am so
sorry. Tomorrow this is.
Dyslexia.
Yeah,
yes,
Carol.
For tomorrow, Carol will be celebrating a birthday. More on her in a moment. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Gary and Pam Shaw. Happy 39th. Man, my dyslexia all over the place. 39th anniversary. Did I say birthday? About anniversary. 39th anniversary to Gary and Pam Shaw.
The best part where you're just like, what? What did I say?
Yeah, I did. I just, what? Yeah.
I mean, it's all good.
You get an auto
happy
mode
anniversary.
Sometimes with these. Happy 39th to them, and a very happy 39th to Deanne and Greg Johnson. They are Carol's.
Deanna? Yep.
Okay. Carol's parents. Deanna's. Carol is Deanna's mother. So,
yeah.
That's great. Wishing her a great one.
That's a fun thing to share, isn't it?
Yeah, that is very
get married
fun.
On your mom's birthday.
Very fun. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jody Cook.
Happy birthday, Jody.
Jody, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And she is not alone. Also qualifying with her, Marianne Wittenberg. Happy 100th to Marianne. Wishing her a good one. And then we look at Sunday, where we have Anita Ray celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Anita.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Megan Anderson.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Wishing you the best of days, Megan. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays here for the weekend. First up for today, I'm celebrating birthdays. Well, we got an interesting list today. First off, Kevin McHale, Artie on Glee, he's 36. Let's see here. I'll be honest, I thought that was a different Kevin McHale. I really did. I thought I put that in there. Steffi Graf is 55. Whew, what a tennis player. I enjoyed watching her. Her, Monica Seles, like back in the day, women's tennis, the depth of women's tennis was insane. It was so much fun. It felt like there was always good matches.
Well, this is just kind of our generation, right? Like, they're just a little bit older than us. So it's like, I mean, I think we were definitely in tune to that generation of athletes.
Boy George is 63 today. Karma Chameleon, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
I mean, also our generation.
Exactly. So much.
Like, probably the first dude with colored hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he is the first, but like the first one that we saw, you know, like just out there.
Well, and I've heard other like 80s pop stars talk about this and stuff too. When they saw him, they felt like, well, I could do anything.
Yeah, kind of a trailblazer, right?
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, yeah. Like, especially when you look at like what they wore in the 80s and everything. Like, I still don't think anybody has done style wise what was being done in the 80s. Yeah. Nobody's touched that. Neil Patrick Harris is 51 tomorrow. Very, very talented human being. Very talented.
Is that Doogie?
Guy. Yeah, Doogie House was 51 on Saturday. Yeah, yeah. That's funny. I hadn't thought of Doogie in a while. That's a good one. That says a lot about his career, though, to be able to break type and go from you're this kid actor, Doogie Howser, one of the more popular shows, and certainly one of the more pop culture popular shows, and be able to go into so many roles that he has, where what is Barney, I think it was on Two and a Half Men, How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother, yeah.
You know, and certainly what he has done on Broadway, he has just stolen the shows on Broadway. He's incredible. He's an incredible, talented guy. Leah Remini is 54. Great actress. King of Queens, Kevin Can't Wait. She is a great TV mom.
I like her.
She's more than that, but she is a great TV mom. Her and Jerry Stiller going back and forth on King of Queens.
Yeah, they are great.
So good. Ice Cube is 55 on Saturday.
Wow.
It's interesting to see some rappers that get a little bit older like him. Some of them are kind of like, you know, I'm too old to be doing that. I'm too old to be rapping. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to act. I'm going to do other things. Then there's some that just kind of go all in and they're still hanging on to or still kind of continuing to do the same thing that they always did. And then there are guys like Ice Cube and Ice-T and these others that are doing both.
You think it's the ice?
It's the ice thing. Yeah. Yeah. If you're a rapper, use ice in your name and you've got a good long career ahead of you, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. Great writer, too. He's a very good songwriter. Courtney Cox is 60 tomorrow. Wow. Good actress. Very, very good actress. Helen Hunt, amazing actress. She is 61
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I love her.
Man, I like Helen Hunt. Great actress. Very, very talented. Let's see here. Steve Walsh is 73 on Saturday. Kansas lead singer. Carry On My Wayward Son. Dust in the Wind. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us on Saturday. Jim Varney would have been celebrating a birthday. Or should I say Jim Ernest Varney, because he was Ernest. They're never going to have a series like that again. The Ernest series, you'll never find anything like that again. We loved those movies as a kid. Not for nothing, though, Jim Varney, also great voice actor. Very good voice actor. Once those movies kind of dried up, he didn't stop working. He just went into voice acting and did a great job. You might remember him from the Toy Story movies. He was Slinky Dog.
I didn't know that.
He was also, he had a bit part in Waterboy, too, I remember. Yeah, a good actor, Jim Varney. Very versatile. The long before we would all grow up and love Jim Carrey and the contortion and the way he would manipulate his body and his face, Jim Varney was doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Jim Varney was way ahead on that stuff. And one of my favorites, Waylon Jennings, would have been celebrating his birthday on Saturday, born in 1937. The Balladeer. Yeah, Waylon Jennings, man. You ain't never going to find another one like that. Taking a quick look at Sunday's birthdays. Phil Mickelson is 54 on Sunday. For some reason, I thought he was older. He just feels, not to age him.
No,
just
I agree.
Thought he was older.
I agree.
He has aged pretty fast, though, with this whole live thing and stuff. He is like, if you look at him 5 years ago and you look at him now, this whole thing has really done a number on him.
Stress will do that.
Yeah. At 54, still one of the world's best golfers, too. That should be noted.
I did think he was older than that, too.
I did, too. Yeah. Lori Metcalf is 69 on Sunday. Jackie on Roseanne, Sheldon's mom on The Big Bang Theory. She was in she's in a couple of movies, too. I really like her work. I always liked her on Roseanne. I thought she was one of the better actors on there. I'm a big John Goodman fan. That's the reason I watched the show, but like Lori Metcalf.
She has that sneaky sarcasm.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's right up my alley. I like that.
And I'll say, with that show in particular, nobody could have done that role better than her. I don't think any actress could have hung with Roseanne and given it back to her the way she did and everything and made it look... The chemistry between those two really did seem sisterly.
It did look very real, yes.
Yeah. Roberto Duran is 73 on Sunday, no mas. It was in his second of three fights with the great Sugar Ray Leonard that Sugar Ray got his welterweight title back after Duran simply walked away and quit in the middle of the eighth round. It is still, to me, I know that you people will throw at me the Tyson stuff and this and that and everything. As a kid, watching that with my dad, we are big Sugar Ray fans. I still, to this day, have never seen anything like that. I've never seen a boxer just quit. Just, I'm done. It wasn't like a guy threw his manager threw the towel in like we've seen a lot of times in boxing or you see in MMA and a guy taps out or something. This was different. This was a guy who in that fight fell out of love of boxing. I don't believe that it was he thought he was going to lose to Sugar Ray. I don't believe that he thought that for a second. I think he really fell out of love with the sport. He said, what am I doing? Why am I doing this for a living?
It's an interesting time to have that moment.
You'd like to have it before the
but
fight.
But I guess.
Before you took a couple of rights from Sugar Ray.
When it's right in your face, it's also a good come to Jesus time.
And not for nothing. There's a lot of great heavyweights in history of boxing and everything. But if you are Sugar Ray Leonard and you got a guy to do that in a fight, you can keep the belts. You can have the belts. I'll take that memory. I'll take that story. Sugar Ray, one of the sweetest fighters ever. Let's see here. Also celebrating the birthdays on Saturday. Tupac Shakur would have been celebrating a birthday.
This is like 71. Rapper weekend.
It really is, yeah. And Stan Laurel from Laurel and Hardy. Born in 1890, passed away in 1965, the skinny one of Laurel and Hardy. I do have to say, Tupac Shakur, much more than a rapper, not only a great actor, and I mean great actor, but an incredible writer. He would write poetry. He would write a lot of different other things. He was an in-depth man, and there was a lot more to him. And there was a lot of good and bad with that guy. But to me, even after all the rappers I've heard and everybody that's come since him and everything, still by far and away, the greatest rapper I've ever heard. Not only from a lyricist point of view, but the way he approached the game, he approached the microphone, he could change up his voice. He was an actor doing rap work, and it just... Nobody's done it like him since. It's still the best. And that wraps up our Sunday birthdays. I'm sorry, that was Sunday birthdays that we were getting to there. One more time, wishing a happy birthday and anniversary to all of our good friends out there that are celebrating this weekend. Enjoy. Celebrate all weekend long. And we want to wish a very happy birthday tomorrow to Mary Ann Wittenberg. Happy 100th, Mary Ann. Thank you very much to getting that one to us, everybody. We will come back and we'll do some, we'll get into some Father's Day topics. And of course, we've got our star of the day coming up for you, everybody, from Culver's. It's around the corner after our news break on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Jill Biden says her husband, the president, made the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid stronger. First Lady says the rate of uninsured Americans is lower than ever.
He kept insulin at $35 per month for seniors. For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly, something that presidents have been trying to do for decades.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. Police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are campaigning for President Biden. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn called Donald Trump, quote, the single greatest threat to the United States of America in a generation. Dunn and others held a press conference in Madison yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. We know social media and so much time in front of screens can have negative effects on mental health, especially for young people. But a new study from UW-Madison shows that adolescents get a mood boost from it. Researchers set out to look at short-term effects of smartphone use by teens. And whether they're texting, watching videos, or playing games, young people were a little happier. Researchers say teens got the biggest boost while listening to music, podcasts, or audiobooks. And the first annual Food Truck and Fly-In Festival is on Saturday. Starting at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Airport, you can indulge in a day of delicious eats and high-flying fun. They'll have over 20 food trucks, vendor booths, live music, a petting zoo, and you can meet Gussie the Clown. They'll even have helicopter rides and a chance to get creative, chalking up the runway. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Crew. Milwaukee in first place, 6.5 games ahead of St. Louis. High school baseball, the DePere Redbirds defeated Sun Prairie East 5-1 to win their first ever Division I state championship held at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Senior Landon Rago was the winning pitcher.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream being able to play in this game, and for me being able to pitch the whole game, it's amazing.
NFL, the Packers have signed their number one draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to help out. A lot of the veterans want to help out. They give you pointers. They talk to you about film and on-field stuff, and I feel like that's important for rookies as well.
That now means all 11 players from this year's draft class are under contract. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks host the Celtics, who are up 3-0, and with a win could clinch their first NBA title since 2008 when Doc Rivers was the head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah-ha!
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
It's 64 at our studios.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We encourage you to reach out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get on over there. Get some Culvers in your life. We thank them for doing sponsoring this segment and giving us an opportunity to make somebody a star of the day. We love being able to do this. We've been having fun with this one over the years. And we're going to keep doing this and keep supporting our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Keep in mind, your Culvers supports this community. Wherever you've got a Culvers, you've got a Culvers supporting your community. We encourage you to do so and support those that support us. What we're going to do right now is play a famous 80s theme song, and what you need to do is call up, get the answer right. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you can go ahead and play along. The phone number, 424-2600, 424-2600, listening on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and just use that, and get used to using it, because we got that text to win word coming up for you at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. So, ready? All right, here it is, your star of the day. Wow.
You know, honestly, I would have no idea. It's really familiar, but I would have no idea what it's from.
It was a number one hit.
I know.
It took place in a sunny place. It was an 80s movie, what? Or 80s TV show turned into a movie in the 2000s.
Two words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two words.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Magnum P.I.
Ooh, shoot. Close. Oh, that you're in the right era.
Yeah, good point.
That's a good one. That's a good choice. Let's go ahead and keep on trying here, everybody. 715-424-2600. Tell us what 80s theme song this is. I'm a little shocked. Let's go ahead and see. Good morning. What's your answer?
Oops. Miami Vice.
Yeah. Yes. Nice job.
There you go. Nicely done. It took you a second, though, huh?
Well, I'm older, and it takes me a bit to process.
No, that is completely
okay. Well, it worked
okay.
In your favor today.
I am getting closer and closer to the taking longer to process, if you haven't been able to tell by listening to me on the air today. That is great. Can I get your first name?
Pam.
Oh, we love that name around here. That's a great name. Pam, thank you so much for listening and playing along. What town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Pam, were you a fan of the show, or did you just happen to know the theme song?
Yeah. Okay. I like the show.
A fan of Don Johnson, or...
That's good.
Yeah.
That's hilarious you bring that up. This was I chose this one because this was one of my dad's favorite shows growing up, and he got to choose this week. I'm like, Dad, what do you want for Star of the Day this week? It's Father's Day weekend. I'll let you pick. He picks Miami Vice, and immediately my mom, like, squeals a little bit. And she was a big Don Johnson fan. She watched Nash Bridges. She watched any of his stuff. And so my dad immediately, like, I don't know if I want you to do that one. it was great. Thank you so much for playing along, Pam. We appreciate that. Hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air. You are our newest star of the day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Pam just won herself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That's two kids' meals. That's two adult meals. That is free Culvers.
That sounds amazing.
Mm. And yeah, I don't know if this is, I think maybe the Friends song theme song got kind of high on the list. But as far as I know, this is the last time a TV theme song not only was released as a single, but was a number one hit. This was released in 84, in September of 84, as a single in 85, and peaked at number one in the Billboard Hot 100 charts. The last instrumental to top the top 100 until 2013 with the Harlem Shake. But that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that. Maybe I did and I just forgot, but that's one of those interesting little facts right there. Be listening every Friday for our Star of the Day. And again, a big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers, and a big thank you to the best listeners in radio for joining us. We'll be back with more of Father's Day talk coming up on The Morning Show.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
To
everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited-time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Two kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick-cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This Pub Burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrough of Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month at 3:30 right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Terry and James here with you. Got some Father's Day talk to get into here. We got a little bit of a kind of odds and ends we'll get to as far as Father's Day with surveys, Google Trends, and some studies. But right now, I've got a good one right here, I think, Terry. Father's Day is, of course, Sunday. And if your money is tight or you're low on plans or ideas or something, we've got five ways to celebrate Father's Day that won't cost you anything.
Oh,
I think these are always the fun ones.
Nice.
This is what my father prefers, time. Like, you can give my dad anything for Father's Day, give him time. Give him your time, give him a conversation, talk baseball with him, talk boxing, something like that. Like, every year, that's the one thing that he really means it. He's not just
being
nice. Are you sure?
He told me he wants a Benjamin from you.
I'm sure he wants one of those, too. Yes, I'm sure, at the very least. And I owe him probably, too. So I think this is kind of a fun list. And especially if you're struggling, like you just don't want to buy another tie for dad or you want to do something different. I don't know a father alive that wouldn't appreciate more time with their kids or more time with their loved ones. And we'll get into this list here. So make him his favorite meal. You might have to spend a little bit of if you don't have the ingredients already, but it's a way cheaper than going to the restaurant and it's going to mean more.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Watch the game with him. The NBA and NHL playoffs are going on this weekend, and the MLB season is in full swing. Even if sports aren't your thing, it's a good chance to get some bonding time with him. And it's not about you. It's about your dad. So, you know, play along.
Newsflash.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, play along. Dads don't even really get Father's Day. I mean, let's be honest. So Father's Day is very rarely about dads. I can't remember how many times on a Sunday my dad, like, I want to sit back and watch football. And like, no, we're going to your parents' house for dinner. Like, all right, I guess we're going to my parents' house for dinner. Do something physical. If your dad is on the active side, go on a hike or shoot some hoops with him at a local park. My dad and I talked about it the other day, and I was telling him, like, hey, what would you like? He said, well, what would you like? He pushed it back on me. I'm like, I don't know. We haven't played catch in a long time. And he's like, yeah, we haven't. So we're going to go out and play some catch. Now, I will say,
Monday, you two should be a couple of peaches.
My arm is going to just be, I'm going to need rotator cuff surgery.
So, yeah.
The thing with playing catch with my father, it isn't just a simple, you know, the end of Field of Dreams. And we're just playing, like, tossing the ball back and forth. My dad likes to try to make you run. And one of his favorite
throw
things.
Throw you a couple heaters.
Yeah, yeah. And he could still get in the 60s, 70s, man. I mean, he's still got an arm. And he loves to do the pop-ups. Pop up! And he just chuck it up as high as he can. And it's sure, certainly if it's a sunny night and a day out or something like that. Oh, he loves that even more. I just make it a challenge.
Well, Pam Maloff, I would be scarce Sunday evening or Monday from these two.
Yeah, that's a very good note by you. helping him around the yard, that's not a bad idea. Yard work, cleaning out the garage. I guarantee you, your father has a project. There's some project your dad is working on, either they haven't gotten to get back to, or it's on their long list of things to do. See if you can add to that list. Take off that list. Not add to that list. That's what I do. That's what I traditionally do.
That's a good point. Check something, you know, help get something done off that list. Yeah, that'd be great.
And you talk about bonding experiences or time with your loved ones. That's a great one. Not only are you getting something done and maybe even giving yourself a little peace of mind that, the dad shouldn't be doing that alone. I'm gonna give him a hand. I'm not helping him. I'm giving him a hand.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way too. And you may make a great memory out of it. And take a trip down memory lane. Sit down and do some old-fashioned reminiscing, including some old family photos will make it even better. One of the big things that my dad and I are going to do on Sunday, we're playing catch, but part of the reason we're playing catch is because it's something my papa enjoyed to do. And this is the first Father's Day without him. And while he was my dad's dad, he was like a father to me in many ways, too. We want to celebrate him. So one of the things we're going to do, my dad found the... He keeps finding these things. Like, he'll find a photo album, and then, like, 10 years later, hey, look what I found. It's the same photo album. It's like, well, where did that go? Why'd you lose it? But we haven't gotten to go through it yet, and I'm like, oh, you should wait until Sunday. And so we're going to wait until Sunday to go through it, and I know it's going to be hard, but it's also going to be, you know, meaningful.
It'll be nice.
And good. Yeah. And some things are supposed to be hard. You know, some things should be. It's okay. It's not only grieving, but it's healing. And it's one of those things that I think is important. And it reminds me as well that while we want to celebrate all fathers out there, I'm talking your traditional dads, your stepfathers, your dog dads, father figures. We also know that there are a lot of dads not with us, and we remember them too and honor them as well. And I encourage everybody to do so, however you celebrate, however you like to do that. You can find out more about this at thepennyhoarder.com, thepennyhoarder.com. I just wanted to say that website name.
Isn't that funny? When I see stuff pop up from there, I always kind of laugh.
That's a good name. That's a good one. We do have a little bit of odds and ends about Father's Day I wanted to touch on, too. According to Google Trends, the most searched Father's Day sales are grills, tools, TVs, and then golfing and fishing equipment. The most searched Father's Day recipes are potato salad, egg salad, sourdough bread, French toast, and chocolate cake.
Really?
That's an interesting list right there. I would not
have guessed
any of that.
I think it's funny that potato salad is on there. My dad, that is definitely a go-to for him. But his birthday is June 5th, I just made potato salad.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. That's really cool, though. That's a good one. Dads aren't going to hurt your feelings when asked, if you don't like a gift from your children, do you tell them you don't like it or pretend to like it? 87% of dads say they pretend to like it, and only 6% admit that they didn't.
You know, isn't there an age, though, when kids get to a certain age, if it's something that you truly are not going to use or is not useful to you? Now, if it's something they handmade, that's different. Yeah. Like, you don't crush them. But I'm just saying, if they bought you, let's say, you know, one of your kids bought you this god-awful cologne that you're like, ugh. I mean, I'd rather, if I give that to my dad, I'd rather he say, you know what, I don't really like this. I'd like to get something else. Yeah. Like, I'm totally fine with that.
There is an age, and it's 47. It's as far as I know, at least. It's definitely 47. Because,
but when they're little, I mean, you, of course, are oh, I love it.
Appreciate
or if they make, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's something, but just in general, like just something that they bought.
Yeah. I want to say last year or the year before, I can't remember what it was, I got my dad a shirt. Because I always get him the same thing. I always buy him baseball or football cards or something like that because it's what he likes. But I wanted to do something different. I had already gotten him a plenty of cards. I wanted to get him a shirt.
He needed a new shirt.
Did not like. And he tried at first. He's like, the color's nice. And like, you're not going to wear that, are you? I'm not wearing this.
Right. But then, so take it back, get a t-shirt instead or whatever.
He got a bunch of Dago tees. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like, why? Yeah. I don't know.
It's a great point, I think.
And I think it's a good thing to just kind of also teach your kids. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you don't appreciate it.
You can appreciate something while also not wanting it. You really
or
can.
Not, or just not liking it, it's, I don't know.
On average, or 7% say it depends, which may be the situations when you brought something that they did want, but they want or need a different style or size or something like that. So I could see that too. On average, dads would expect their significant other to spend about $75 and their children to spend about $33. I don't know about that. That seems to vary, I imagine. And if you're really adventurous, you could consider moving your father to a place that they appreciates them more. Wallet Hub has a list of the best states for working dads. The top five, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, New Jersey, and Minnesota. On the other end, the bottom five are New Mexico, West Virginia, Mississippi, Nevada, and Oklahoma. They considered stuff like average working hours for men, men's life expectancy, unemployment rates for dads with young kids, income, insurance, and childcare costs.
So wait, we're just going to pick them up and move them? Yeah, so on Sunday, you're going to be like, hey, pick up, we're moving.
Hey, Dad, my gift to you, I'm sending you to Massachusetts. I ain't going to Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Dad, but it's
the box.
For
the
you
box
there.
Is ready. We just have to drop you off at UPS.
What are you thinking? What, I ain't going there. I don't sound anything like I'm from Boston.
That is a really weird thing to have in an article
it's
like that.
Very weird. Very weird. Why would you? I feel like I'm almost guaranteed the people that wrote this article this was what they wanted to put into the article, and they were just trying to like buffer it with
right,
other stuff.
Right, and then all of a sudden there's all this at the bottom.
Oh, hey, Dad, look what I happened to come across. Have you ever thought about Jersey?
Totally weird.
And one last one here to wrap up the segment, I think is a kind of a fun one. Dads, how do they want to spend Father's Day? You know, maybe asking them might not be a bad idea, especially as you're getting older. This Sunday, of course, being Father's Day, and some people are still obsessed over a great last-minute gift idea. According to Google Trends, the top searches for gifts for dads over the past week are gifts for dads who have everything, who want nothing, and who don't like anything.
So that's fair. Yeah, all three are probably fair, right?
Yes, very much so. Well, and I think my father has answered every single one of those to me when I've asked him what he's wanted. According to the survey, most dads want to spend Father's Day outdoors, not inside opening presents. 75% of dads say that their ideal Father's Day is spent outdoors, doing stuff like hiking and camping.
Brittany did not help us with that.
No, that one's not going to help us, no. If you do insist on getting him a gift, there's no need to think outside the box. 33% of dads say that they prefer practical gifts they'll actually use, like gear for their hobbies and other everyday items.
Which kind of translates into a gift card, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, if your dad's a major fisherman, if you're not a fisherman with him, you're probably better off to just get a gift card so they can get what they need to supplement what they have.
Gift cards, this is part of what they were made for, were things like this, situations like this.
Unless you find out that they're just hoarding all of their gift cards with no like big purchase in mind, then maybe cash. Roll out the cash.
Just make sure that they do
something.
Because
does it really matter?
Yeah, no, it doesn't, no. And so much of this, as we know, it's the thought. It really is the thought.
Yeah, and so is one more thoughtful than the other, though? Like, if you actually drive to a store and buy the gift card versus putting, you know, $50 in the card.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think either one. And I think certain dads might prefer the cash part of things. Just that actually may show more significance and stuff. Who knows? Getting cash out nowadays. I mean, not everybody has it on them and stuff. It's such a weird thing. But
just put a little note in the card. I Venmoed you $50.
Yes, I like that. Oh, what the heck's Venmo?
Well, you should get the app. There's $50 waiting.
There you go. Yeah. And 33% of dads, say they prefer the practical gift or get your father set up to try something new. 56% of dads say that they're interested in taking up a new outdoor hobby, including fishing, pickleball, running, hiking, all these things. Even better, you can plan to help them get started by joining them. You know, get on out there and check that out. That's a bunch of fun, great ideas. And we encourage you to let us know how you're celebrating Father's Day. We'd love to hear from you. If you have somebody you want to shout out to for Father's Day, feel free to call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And keep that app handy because we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our statewide Civic Media SCONI Summer Text to Win Contest word for you. That's coming up, everybody. Be listening for that. It's our final day to play this, so you might be listening for it, everyone. And I did want to remind everybody that we've got schedules for the Cranberry Blossom Festival here. I know that there is a ton to do over these 3 days. We want you to help map it out for you. They've got a map in it.
I forgot. We're supposed to be at the carnival riding the zipper right now.
Oh, that's right. All right, we got to go, everybody. We got to go. We got to see if we can get these mics over there. I know. I would have loved to have done that. That would have been fun. We'll do it next year, maybe.
Totally forgot.
We're going to do it one of these years. We actually are going to be out and about a lot more over the next year. We're going to be out there in public. So a warning to the audience, and we encourage you to meet us.
Are we going to wear like a GoPro in the zipper car?
Oh, that'd be great.